in between track. And thank you for listening. This has been Meta World Monday Live on a Monday. Check in with us next week. Go follow the Instagram page at World Pete, MetaWorldMonday.com if you're looking for merch. Thanks for riding with us.
I miss the old Kanye, straight from the gold Kanye. Chop up the soul Kanye, set on his goals Kanye. I hate the new Kanye, the bad mood Kanye, the always rude Kanye, spazzing the news Kanye. I miss the sweet Kanye, chop up the beast Kanye. I gotta say, at that time I'd like to meet Kanye. See, I invented Kanye, it wasn't any Kanye. And now I look and look around and there's so many Kanyes. I used to love Kanye, I used to love Kanye. I even had the pink polo, I thought I was Kanye. What if Kanye made a song about Kanye? Call him Mr. Old Kanye. Man, that'd be so Kanye. That's all it was, Kanye. We still love Kanye. And I love you like Kanye loves Kanye.
Thank you. Ooh, we're getting some weird feedback. I think it's...
While you're enjoying some Prince, let me just remind you that you are listening to Different Vibes here on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Enjoy your Monday. Enjoy the tunes.
Just one. again. Heard this time he's going to the pen. Guess I didn't eat my lunch, cause I was gonna miss him a whole bunch. Maybe he was out of line, but he was still a pretty close friend of mine. Maybe he had hurt me bad, but a brother is a brother and that is that.
What's up, listeners? We just got Spencer in the building, so we are a full crew now.
Full crew.
Full crew. There he is. You're on mic.
Three, 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 three.
Okay.
Three. Infinity worldwide.
Let me just review these songs real quick, and then we'll get to chatting. We had started off with D'Angelo. Called Untitled, in parentheses, How Does It Feel? Love that song.
How does it feel?
Exactly. That's the one. Interesting. So, D'Angelo was heavily sexualized in the music video for that. For Untitled, How Does It Feel? It's basically just his naked, like, the camera going around his naked body.
Ooh.
But, like, they don't show, you know.
Right. Tasteful.
And he... Basically, soon after that, he stopped doing music for a while. He was pretty not disenchanted by how sexualized the label was trying to make him, and how he was being perceived. So then,
this wasn't his own
like art. Choice.
Yeah.
No, it was more. Yeah, he
saw the edit and was like, "What? This isn't what I signed up for."
I mean, he knew what he was like. He was naked
right.
in a studio, so, like, he knew that it was happening, but I think it was probably, like, by prodding from, you know.
Right.
Whatever. So then that was in the early 2000s, and he didn't release another album until 2014.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's a fun fact.
It's a fun
fact.
I mean,
not a fun fact. Right. A fact.
A fact. Then we had Kiss by Prince. You know him. You love him. R.I.P. And then we had Alex G with Powerful Man. A good one. I like that one.
Is the Sandy officially dropped at this point?
Well, no. Well, here's what I'm confused. Didn't he add the Sandy for this album?
I am not well versed enough in Alex G to know.
Yeah, I don't really know. I know him as Alex G.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what he's doing with the Sandy.
Yeah, I always saw it as like silent letters and words. Like, you can pronounce it if you want.
Right. Like most of the letters in Bon Iver.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Q in there somewhere. Spence, what's up? It's Monday.
I was a little late to the rise. I woke up at a peachy time, fully clothed in my bed, 6:30, ready to roll, already dressed, ready to get up and out.
Were you really?
Yeah, I was asleep in my bed with fully clothed at 6:30 in the morning, ready to get up and do things. And then I fell back asleep, and then I woke up at 9 o'clock on the dot. Still fully dressed. slightly less ready to do things. And now I'm here, but I feel good. My sister was in town this weekend. Shout out Philadelphia. Shout out Bryn Mawr College. Shout out Madeline Perry. Shout out Perry family. Shout out Irish heritage. so that was fun to show her the ropes at Tufts.
The Tufts ropes.
All the knots. All the tangles. We had Foot Stomp Field Day.
Was a resounding success. it was basically just the members of our house, put on a fun field day event with kickball.
Capture the flag.
Fun stuff.
There'll be another one in the spring. So anyone
who's... The community is invited.
It's a community event.
Maybe we'll flyer.
Wow.
Maybe we'll tell people it's a yard sale because people love yard sales around here. And then they show
they
up.
They do. And then boom, they're hit by a ball immediately. And then they're like, I'm so in.
Yep.
I think that's how we get to the people.
I agree.
Yard sale.
That's how the politicians have to do it.
Yeah. It's a trap.
It's a trap.
Hear about my 5-point plan.
5 points. Touching.
To Gryffindor.
Oh. Oh. I was thinking about, you know, where those five, is it 4 points? This where all the states meet in that little point.
Oh, four five, corners.
Four corners.
The five corners.
The five corners of the United States.
All states are pentagons.
All states are pentagons, is what they don't tell you.
5 points.
Five areas of access. I see we have a fly in the studio.
Huh?
Not anymore.
Yeah, is the C still there?
He got it. Cool.
Cool.
What's the weather and traffic like out there, Spence? Yeah.
Traffic's a little tough.
It's a little tough.
You got cars going across lanes. Yet cars stopped at lights.
Yeah.
Pedestrians. Small animals. The usual.
Squirrels.
Squirrels. If you find one, give one to me.
Yeah.
Weather.
That's the window.
A little too high in nitrogen content right now.
Yeah.
But gorgeous leaves.
A lot of algal blooms because of all that nitrogen.
What does that mean?
So, I guess, so when a lot of nitrogen gets, so there's a lot of nitrogen in, like, fertilizers and things that people add to croplands.
Mm-hmm. Croplands.
And then when it rains and it seeps into the groundwater and then subsequently into, like, the waterways, goes into various water bodies, mm-hmm. and the increase in nitrogen, from my understanding, it leads to what are called algal blooms, which are, it's basically just like almost like a surface covering of the water by algae. And what that does is it blocks sunlight and nutrients for underwater plant life, mm. which then affects, you know, like animal, aquatic animals.
Isn't there some utility in algae or no?
Some utility in algae? That? I don't know.
Is it edible to anyone?
Good cue. Probably.
Probably.
To somebody.
Just wondering if there are any benefits.
Maybe we can make a biofuel.
A biofuel? I run on algae.
Here's my question.
My car runs on algae.
If
take that, Tesla.
I wonder if algae, let's take the algae, reuse it as fertilizer. So it's like a...
Wow. You know, fight fire with...
With algae.
Ash.
Yeah. Fight fire with ash. With digested fire. Cool. So that was weather, traffic, science, and D'Angelo for ya. In 8 minutes.
They all go into a bar.
That old classic.
8 minutes, eh?
8 minutes.
What about it?
It's how long it took to cover everything in the universe.
Well, we found that number out, too. Wow. Lots happening this morning.
Yep.
Should we play music?
Nah.
Okay. Yeah, I've kind of been pretty anti-music these days.
Yeah.
I just hear sounds, it's like, why?
Yeah, you know? It's like, why?
Like, it's like, why? Why would
just
you...
Just be quiet
stop,
for once.
Stop penetrating my eardrums.
Yeah. Very invasive.
Very invasive.
That's the thing is,
kind of like
really...
my voice right now, right now, right now. Sorry.
You can't really choose what sound goes into you,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
So...
Well, I mean, we were talking about this at some point in time. I think this still when you're in that ex-college class, but like, yeah, it's, mm-hmm. the sound you being used as a weapon is a real thing.
Yeah, like this device called the Mosquito, which is basically to prevent teen loitering.
Mm.
So they make it; they just have a constant, really high pitch that only young people can hear.
Mm-hmm.
So then, like the older folks who supposedly are using these mosquitoes. These tyrannical mosquitoes are then torturing the youngins.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's such an old person thing to do, to be like, ah ha ha, my hearing's gone. Let me use this to my advantage to annoy right. some young kids.
It's a good lesson, though. Turn your weakness into a strength.
Turn your weakness into a strength. Yeah, I know. I know they have very, like, I mean, directional sound cannons are used really often to break up crowds of protesters, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess better than bullets, but still, it can be permanently damaging.
The DMZ zone, demilitarized zone in between the Koreas,
mm-hmm.
They do a lot of sound warfare, you know, projecting things from each of their societies into the other society.
Oh, like propaganda?
Whether it be propaganda or... like South Korea trying to get various like cultural news messages to North Koreans.
Whoa, that's super like interesting.
That. Yeah.
It is true though, like, you know, it's kind of, yeah, like I don't know, the physical environments we put ourselves in, the sonic environments, like you just can't, you got to adapt to that. Like you're not, it's hard to have complete autonomy.
Control.
Yeah.
In
that space.
For sure.
There's a really cool project I saw a while ago, too, where someone would have some cool, like, augmented reality visualization of sound. So, like, you would put on these pair of glasses and you would speak and you'd be able to kind of see, like, some representation of that sonic wave, like, kind of in that space that you spoke it in.
Right.
And kind of how it... curved and stuff like that, and I don't know how accurate it was, but it looked cool.
That reminds me of,
I'm trying to find a video.
That strikes me as like kind of on the vibe of synesthesia, you know?
Yeah, totally.
Kind of like the coming together of two like informational sources, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's neat. You know, Pete was here right before
us
doing his show.
How is Mr. Straub?
He's good. He was mentioning that their radio show has merchandise.
Mm-hmm.
So then I was like, huh.
We'll plug
interesting.
It.
Interesting. So I think if you want to buy earplugs or horse blinders to have more autonomy over your perception, visit differentvibes.moist.bit.ly@gmail.com and purchase some earplugs and horse blinders.
Make sure to attach your resume.
Yeah, for a discount.
That's fun. He does the Metal World Pete t-shirts.
Metal World Pete.
Metal World Pete.
I guess so.
That's
so
fun.
He mentioned that you don't text him back.
I really don't. I'm a bad texter these
days.
That's
what I told him. So I was like,
it's nothing
not
personal.
Yeah.
I'll be great in person with you, but
don't hit his line. Is what he's saying.
Well, my thing is, I don't. A, my phone is messed up right now, so it's not even fun to be on it.
Right. That's true. You really are working with some handicaps there.
I just also don't like the constantly available thing.
I really feel that. Yeah.
It's like, let me just use my time how I want it to use it.
Yeah.
Don't have any expectations.
And then all
you're gonna text me?
All the, like, emotional baggage or... Not baggage, but torture that comes with, like, then not wanting to, like, reply to something, and then, like, let's say you see them in person.
Right,
It's too...
And some people take it super personally. I'm not saying, you know, Pete, hard to know if it's personal or a bit, but probably a bit.
If you're listening, Pete,
we know it's a bit, but also, if you're not okay with it, you know, let me know.
If you're not okay, talk to us.
Yeah, I don't know. I could do it better. I just... I don't know. I've used my phone less recently, and I've enjoyed that, and so I don't know why. I don't have any desire to check it more. But sometimes I will definitely see messages and not immediately respond. And then it's like I'm already there looking and checking the phone. So maybe I could respond. But
yeah. It takes full attention to respond.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, it's 9:30. We're rounding out the first half of our show right now. There's going to be a brief intermission, and then more music to come. So, we'll play some music. Oh, yeah.
That was a great 2-second intermission.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and replace this CD player.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's on my list of to-do things, and I keep telling people I'll do it, so I might as well do it.
It does have a sign that says broken.
Yeah.
So
I'm gonna remove the side and be like
fixed.
No, we have an extra one. I'm gonna try and swap it out.
Cool. You do good things, Spence, for this community.
Try to.
Yeah, play something.
Here's a little Blind Melon for you, and I would say a quintessential '90s bop. One that I've been listening to a lot lately. So enjoy Blind Melon, No Rain.
to go away. Like you're packed and stowed away, stowed away. Give the best to yesterday, yeah. And reveal your hideaway. All this time I've waited so I can get back to you. Get back to you, get back to you. I'll continue searching if that's the last thing. Has yet to die. I will still be holding on. All this time I've waited so I can get back to you. Get back to you, get back to you. I'll continue searching if that's the last thing. Thank you.
People to call small to colonize optimism. Money for inmate registries if they put me in prison. I sold the answers in linen. Phantom under the threat. Ten, I'm riding in cities where niggas scared of the feds. There's a ghost on my bike. City labeled a bullet. He wrote the scriptures for living in all the ways that he couldn't. Gave up the profit for pennies. No taste in mystery. Put in when labels ask me to sign. So my name don't exist. So many names don't exist. But in the Inglewood, and the trauma came with the rent. Only worldly possession I have is life. Only rum that I died in was 25. What's an eye for an eye when niggas won't love you back? And medicine's overtaxed, no name look like you. No name for private corporations to send emails to. Cause when we walk into heaven, nobody's name gonna exist. The balance movement for joy, nakedness, radiance.
Time, I can see you walked over. What you see isn't Acapella Pino. From the bottle, no cup. That was summer love, that was summer love. Late night, cemetery. Think it's still a light out. Temporary love in sight now. Life is scary, baby, look down.
Okay. Spencer just left the room. We just fixed the CD player. We're productive over here at WMFO. We had some more good ones for you there. I just gotta update the system while I'm talking. We started it with Blind Melon, No Rain. And then we followed it with Kay Chinata remix of a Robert Glasper song called Find You. That was actually the first time I ever heard that song. I just shot in the dark because I like both of them and I liked it. And then we had No Name with a song also called No Name, and that's off her new album called Room 25, which is super good. One of my faves on that is Ace with Smino and Saba, who was just at Tufts recently.
Not happy about...
Ah, there you go.
But not happy about coming to Tufts, I believe.
Really?
Because no one was there.
No one was there. Yeah, that is true. I kind of wish Neon Trees was the opener.
Really?
Yeah, just because...
At this point, do you feel like they're less of a name?
Yeah, I do. Because, well, at least, like, Saba's on the rise. First, they're for sure not on the rise. They were on the rise, like, what, 6 years ago?
Yeah.
Now? But that's okay. It's okay, we live and we learn. And then the last one you just heard was Toro y Moi. Oh. With the song Girl Like You. Sick.
Toro y Moi is sick.
Yeah. The part where it starts going like the piano, you're like doop doo doop 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 doo. I love that part. cool. So that was that. I guess it's 9:50, so I guess we should start thinking about it.
Walking is a good exercise, PSA. Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is a good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge.
What?
A distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes for a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Thank you, Spencer. That was really good how you just had it ready when I was about to say we need a PSA.
I knew.
You did
know. I knew. I've been planning this since last night.
Oh my god.
No, I was here and I saw it.
Hey listeners, can you tell that Spencer and I are seasoned vets of the station? Do you think our show operates smoothly? What could we be doing better? If you have any comments, suggestions, questions, please send us an email at differentvibes@gmail.com.
please feel free to come over to 74 Bromfield Road and drop a suggestion in our suggestions box on our porch too. We welcome any feedback.
Yeah, there's a little pumpkin out there right now. Feel free to take a seed. Plant your own. Community love. Urban gardening. Cool. Spence.
Yeah. At some point, I want to try the CD.
Okay, cool.
Just to see if it works.
Do you have something you're burning, you have a burning desire to hear?
Ooh. You know, you said that and I didn't have anything immediately that came to mind, but you've given me the space to put on a song.
You now have a platform.
I know. Everyone's got a platform these days. It's wild.
It is wild.
I'm the one who's just
too
being
easy
like,
to have a platform.
Exactly. It's like, or maybe, I think platforms are kind of overrated these days. It's like, why even put yourself out there?
But I will say, someone just texted me, give me a shout out, but it's coming through on my phone. It's Lucy. It's Lucy McGuire. Okay.
What's up, Luce?
Shout out to Lucy. You're a homie. Love your hair.
Truth. I got nothing right now, dude.
All right. I got it.
Thanks.
Here's a little...
I told you I'm anti-music these days. I think music just scourge.
It's awful.
Scourge of the earth.
Feel free to go into the other room. I'll bring us on home.
Okay.
So you don't have to listen to the music.
You feel free to excuse yourself.
Yeah. Feel free to get out of my platform. I will say this. I was watching John Mayer's live stream Instagram.
Yeah, I think we both were. I mean, I wasn't really watching most of the stream. Yeah, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. it was super good. Super
it was
funny.
Really cool.
He and Charlie Puth. Charlie Puth. They just really improvised it up and were dueling,
yeah.
Basically.
And Charlie Puth.
Poos.
Charlie Poos really impressed me personally. Like I don't know. I don't know his stuff that well, and like it's like I don't know nothing it's that really stands out.
Very poppy, catchy
yeah,
stuff.
Right. Yeah, which is like fine. But
and then he came through,
and he was
that,
just like shredding with John.
Yeah, he was playing the keys, and he was doing this like little solo, and he would sing every note that he was playing on the piano. And I was super impressed. He also has a very smooth voice.
Yeah. Yeah. It was just in general, just a cool, genuine interview on an iPhone.
I agree. It's every yeah. Sunday night.
Yeah.
At 11.
We're plugging John Mayer.
Plugging John Mayer. He'll plug us on Sunday.
Yeah.
All right. Here's some Steely Dan.
Oh, great.
My dad loves them.
I can't understand. understand. Are you reeling in the years? Stowing away the time. Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling in the years? Stowing away the time. Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine?
All right, everybody, thank you for tuning in to Different Vibes Moist. It's been a fun show with y'all. We're going to turn it over. What's your show called?
The Breeze.
We're going to turn it over, and you're going to listen to The Breeze, a personal favorite of mine, so stay tuned. I'll play you out while we're doing the transition with some Johnny Cash. So please enjoy.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around a bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps a-rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry.